السلام.
نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Among the various ayat that have been recited today, one was from the surah that many of us have a lot of affection and feeling towards, and that is Surah Muhammad. And there's a lot of advice for us in this given surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a particular type of behavior which we have to, inshallah, let go of. Although we cannot label anyone a hypocrite, and it's not appropriate to label anyone a hypocrite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes apparent certain type of behavior that we must stay away from and certain type of behavior we must go towards. For example, Allah says, regarding the one that is rightly guided, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. For those individuals that are rightly guided, that means they have chosen Islam as their religion, as their choice of thinking, as their choice of functioning, and they are using Islam as a vehicle to bring them success in this world and the hereafter, even though sometimes they are challenged as a result of accepting Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to understand, my brothers in Islam, once you choose Islam as your way of life, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it very clear, then your life is not going to be easy. It's not an issue of, I'm a poor Muslim, so it'll be hard, I'm a rich Muslim, it'll be easy. Everyone will go through enormous amount of challenge once they say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is almost a guarantee and a sign of love from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran says, and those individuals who are rightly guided to Islam, زَادَهُمْ هُدَوْا وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase them in their guidance. That means, once you hold firm to believe in Allah, then naturally you want to be guided. And Allah says, I will increase your guidance. What does increasing guidance mean? It means Allah will increase your understanding of deen. Islam is not about how much knowledge you have. It's about how you use that knowledge Allah has given you, whether it is a little or whether it is a lot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. So together with choosing Islam, together with increasing you in guidance and in your understanding of what Allah demands of you, Allah will also increase you with taqwa thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. We have to understand, Allah says, فَعْلَمْ, know well, understand well. There is no doubt about what I'm going to tell you, Allah is saying. فَعْلَمْ, know well, understand well. What must you understand well? La ilaha illallah. Annahu la ilaha illallah. The most simple phrase. But Allah is not ashamed to say things that may be simple to you and I. I don't want to give simple examples because people look at me as ignorant. If I give you simple examples, you may think, well, what does he think? We don't have understanding. We cannot comprehend the more complex theories out there. Allah says, fa'alam, understand well, know well, annahu la ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship except one Allah and Allah alone. Wastaghfir li dhanbik walil mu'minina wal mu'minat, and seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness for your shortcomings and for the mu'mineen, whether they are believing men or believing women. Now there are many people that will say, well, once a person passes away, then you cannot make istighfar for them. They made istidlal from this ayah, some of the scholars, that for us to ask for forgiveness for those that are passed away, so long as they are believers, is not a problem, based on this given ayah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكْ, ask for yourself, and also ask for the believing men and believing women. Not just yourself, not just the men, not just the women, but all three, inshallah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge and is fully aware of your physical as well as your spiritual movements, and wherever you may abide by, wherever you may rest, and wherever you may reside. So this ayah is clearly saying,
that I may ask for dua, or I may ask for forgiveness, and I may give the perception that I'm asking for everyone else because I'm a good person. Allah says, as far as your asking is concerned, you cannot fool me. I know exactly what you are asking. I know exactly for whom you are asking, because I'm aware of your physical as well as your spiritual needs, desires, and actions. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the following point also. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَعَمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Regarding the munafiqs. Now you and I have no right to call anyone a munafiq unless that individual makes a personal testimony, or we see all the behaviors of that individual linking up to that which is a munafiq. As far as you and I are concerned, generally speaking, we cannot call anyone a munafiq. And that's a very bad habit we have, especially in get-togethers, someone to make a point, let's say he's a munafiq, she's a munafiq, etc. And we have no right to do that to anyone. What we have to, it's better for us to be positive and say, may Allah guide them, as well as may Allah guide us. We have to understand, just as we are willing to take out faults on someone else and call them a munafiq, there are some things that we are doing wrong in our life that allows others to call us a munafiq. I mean, you look at our everyday transactions, everyday actions, you name it. So others can call us too. So just like we don't want to be called munafiq, it is not appropriate and fair that we would label others munafiq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَعَمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. That these munafiqs, as far as they're concerned, are people whom Allah has cursed. Meaning that when you see people that are doing wrong, try not to associate with them. And if we are, for some reason that is beyond our control, we are called upon to be part of things that are doubtful in nature, it is not our concern, and it should not be greatly our concern, what are people thinking? We should say, what is my Allah thinking, number one? And number two, may Allah gradually take me out of this negative relationship that I am part of. My brothers in Islam, we have to understand, everyone cannot live a perfect life. But everyone can say the following, oh Allah, I'm not perfect. Oh Allah, I've made mistakes. Oh Allah, out of weakness, I'm still making mistakes. Oh Allah, please forgive me and make it easy for me. Inshallah, Allah will change your situation. If not for you, then definitely because of your du'as, your children and grandchildren. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following, that as far as these people are concerned, as munafiqs, they are cursed, meaning that their life is going to be deprived of every type of mercy. Allah has created, فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبَصَارَهُمْ. Allah has created a deafness for them. Things don't penetrate. Yes, physically they can hear very well, but in reality, nothing really goes into their ears. And as far as the eyes are concerned, they are seeing a lot of things, but their vision is not seeing what needs to be seen in the manner it is supposed to be seen. Everything has a look. And there are two looks. One is you see a thing, and the other is you understand what that thing that you are looking at is intended for. People of understanding, Allah doesn't just show them the outer, but Allah takes them beyond and shows them the inner. How can this take place? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder over the Qur'an? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or is it that there are locks on their heart? So Allah is saying to us that when you hear the Qur'an, when you hear the meaning of the Qur'an, then begin to reflect upon it. Open, and we all have to a certain extent a lock. Maybe it's our environment, maybe it's our personal situation, whatever it is. And the lock for everyone is different. Some may have a big lock, some may have a small lock. Unfortunately, we all have some type of lock on our heart. And we have to make dua to Allah that He will gradually open that negativity, that lock that is within ourselves. And that is something each one of us, including myself, really, really have to make that dua, especially in this month of Ramadan, that, oh Allah, there is some darkness within me. Oh Allah, there is some negativity within me. Oh Allah, there is something that I want to get towards, some positivity. What is slowing me down? What is slowing my family down? Ask Allah for that insight. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you and I. A few more ayah from the surah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu atiyullaha wa atiyur rasul. O you who believe, obey Allah. Obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala tubtilu a'malakum. Do not make batil. Do not void out your actions. For example, many of you are giving money to poor people. You're giving money to masjids. You're giving money to families. You're giving money to your excuse me, your neighbors. You are doing a lot of good. The worst thing you can do after you give, you say, I've given you this. I've done that for you. Allah is saying, don't void out your deeds. Obey Allah, obey Rasulullah, obey what they want you to do, and do not void out your hard efforts in your everyday life. Also, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't stop individuals from going in the path of Allah. Everyone goes in the path of Allah differently. Some may be taking an online Islamic class. Some may be going to study the Quran. Some may be trying to help out individuals by creating a medical solution for problems. They may not keep on saying, I believe in Allah. But when a client or a patient looks, they know from the name of the person, maybe he's a Muslim, maybe she's a Muslim. They are making a contribution. So you don't tell them, well, you know, why don't you sort of conceal the fact that you may be a Muslim? Or why don't you do things that will show that you're something other than what you really are? Allah says, whoever is doing good out there, you don't become a hindrance for them. You don't become an impediment from them. Let them do what they need to do. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. But the least you can do is support them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as far as you and I are concerned, regarding any difficulty we may be going through, do not lose courage. Stand firm on what you believe and stand for what you are supposed to be standing for. Why can't we stand for what we're supposed to be standing for? إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَا. We have begun to take this worldly life of ours as a mere play and as a mere investment, as a mere enjoyment. We are taking this world as a mere enjoyment, as a mere amusement. How do we take it as an amusement? We have to now be critical to ourselves. How do we talk to our customers? How do we treat our customers? I mean, we hear cases all the time. Someone will come, we'll make a transaction. Of course, in today's time, everything is pretty much standard. When they tell you it's 199, it's 199. But you know of people that will sometimes make a deal. They'll purposely put it from 199 to 299, and then after say 250. Okay, no problem. After they sell the item, what do? They make funny faces behind that person. See, they tell the family, he doesn't know better. These people, they're minorities. We have done it, unfortunately, in Africa to the blacks. In America, we have done it to the Hispanics and Native Americans. Because people are ignorant of certain things or they have certain fears. For example, we know minority groups, when they go to lawyers and doctors, they can be very easily manipulated. So now lawyers and doctors have to have a higher level of understanding and sensitivity. People that come from overseas countries, they go to college or they go to school. The first thing they will tell them, take ESL class. They don't know whether that person knows English or not. For example, when I came to America, and I'm not complaining about this, the first thing they said was, oh, this guy, he doesn't know English. Definitely, he comes from Africa, doesn't know English. They put me in ESL. The teacher came, how can you be in ESL? You know how to read, you know how to write. There was this stereotype. Because you are a foreigner, you cannot know better. So the Quran is saying, you have taken this world, your business, your trade, your families, everything as a mere play and mere amusement. And Allah says, because of that, it is affecting what? وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. You are going to affect your taqwa and you are going to affect your iman. Now as a side note, it doesn't mean we must all become very serious in our attribute and our action. No. Fun time, we have to have fun. Good time, we have to have a good time. However, it must all be done within the parameters of what Allah demands, whether it is weddings. I think I mentioned the story before to you. There was a very, very successful family. They built a masjid. One of the ways they built the masjid was through the following. They had children and grandchildren and what they call the old man. They say the old man of the family, the great-grandfather and the grandparents, actually used to say the following. Now we want to have a wedding in our family. Go to the fancy hotel out there and find out how much the wedding will cost. The 5-course meal, 10-course meal. They'll come with a bill. Let's say, for example, if you convert it, they'll say, well, that the bill will come to about 25, 30,000 or 50,000. The grandfather will say the following, 50,000, we're going to give it to our masjid. 50,000, we will give it to the masjid and we will have the nikah in a simple manner. Now this is what you call thinking ahead of your time. That masjid is running very well. That masjid is very, very successful. Why? Because they changed from negativity to positivity. Now no one is telling us to go about that way, but what we have to say is, let me evaluate my business, how I'm running it and my transactions, the invites that I have when people come to my home, invites that I go to, the advice that I give people, all these things we have to better evaluate. So the Quran is saying, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَا. This worldly life, you are taking it as a mere play and amusement. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you have iman and if you have taqwa, Allah will grant you your reward, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ. That as far as I am concerned, وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. I am not asking you for anything in return. All I am asking you to do is make right decisions. And whoever does not want to make right decisions and wants to be selfish, وَمَنْ يَبَخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِي. You don't want to make good decisions, you want to be selfish, you don't want to give in the path of Allah, you don't want to help Muslim brothers and sisters, you don't want to help the orphans, you don't want to help the needy, you want to hold on to it. Allah says, you think you are being selfish to Allah. Simple Arabic, وَمَنْ يَبَخَلْ. Whoever is bakhil, whoever is selfish, فَإِنَّمَا يَبَخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِي. Your selfishness is only going to hurt you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand the value of these ayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand that this world is not just a play and amusement. Rather, it's a serious place. And it's a place to get us ready, inshallah, for the hereafter. Also, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in making us become individuals that do not restrict others from good. Wherever we see good and whoever is doing good, let us become an inspiration for them on every level, so they can excel, we can excel, our community can excel as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Jazakallah.